Birmingham Refugee Theatre, where I'm the social director, is more than 100 years old. It occupies a magnificent building in the city centre. We have 3 auditoria, an 800-seat main house, mid-scale 300-seat studio theatre, and a small 140-seat studio theatre. My role is as associate director, and I lead on learning, participation, and community engagement for the theatre. The theatre has 3 principal priorities. They're cultural diversity, making sure that the work that we do reflects the cultural diversity of the city and the region, new writing, and young people. So I'm very lucky to have a fantastic job, principally around engaging young people in the life of our theatre and making sure that our theatre is seen as a learning resource for everybody in the city and the region. I was also lucky to be the executive producer of On the Edge. On the Edge was last year's artistic gathering. We're now here at the Congress, which happens every 3 years. The last one was in Warsaw. In the intervening couple of years between these 3-year congresses, there's an artistic gathering. And that was last year in Birmingham, and I was the executive producer. Quite a large-scale festival with 25 companies, 400 delegates from 51 countries, and audiences of 10,000 who weren't just delegates, but drawn from across the West Midlands of England. And more than 1,000 children engaged in a learning programme attached to the productions in the festival. One of the things that I got very excited about during the festival was to begin to understand why people go to festivals. What is it? What's the reason why we go to festivals? And that's one of the questions that I'd like to inform our discussion now. So I'm going to tell you in a few minutes about a survey that I've done with peers in the UK and Ireland. And so I'll tell you why they choose to go to festivals. I surveyed 27 TYA practitioners, 24 from England and 3 from Ireland. The majority of them were artistic directors, although there was a couple of producers, a couple of freelance artists, a learning manager in a regional theatre, and 5 of them were responsible for programming. Between them, they'd been to a whole range of different festivals, the majority of which were in Europe, but some were outside. And when I asked them why they were attending festivals, they could name as many as they wanted to. 24 of the 27 said that they were attending festivals because of networking. 21 to see shows that they program in their own venue. 19 to see shows for their own professional development. 13 for research. 8 for socializing. The parties are important, folks. 7 to promote themselves as artists, directors, actors. And 7 to present their own work at the festival itself. When they're asked, though, what's the main reason that they attend a festival, 52% said that it was to see shows to program at their own venue, and 26% were seeing shows for their own professional development. So however much the feeling of this room has been very much about the networking and collaborating and the conversations, for the people in the UK and Ireland, it was very much about seeing shows as stated for their major motivation for attending festivals. I think if we look at the different reasons why we do attend, we can all gain a huge amount personally for our own individual professional developments. But I'd suggest to you that what festivals have most to offer is the collective action that we take when we've been to a festival and the impetus that a festival can give us. Yes, it can help us individually to program work in our own venues. It can give us ideas for future shows. But it's what we do collectively when we get home that I think has most to offer in terms of the opportunities of professional development. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of things that have come out of the UK festival goers that have developed. The first is that I was chair of Theatre for Young Audiences UK, and back in 2008, 9 years ago, I led an unsuccessful bid to bring World Congress to London in 2011. And we got 13% of the vote. It didn't go down very well. It didn't help. The UK was at war in Iraq. So it was a very difficult time politically for the UK. But part of our pitch was that we wanted to make an inclusive festival, which celebrated inclusion, which celebrated that diverse artists from a variety of different cultural backgrounds and artists with disabilities. The successful festival venue, Malmö Copenhagen, was so interested by that that they invited Vicky Ireland, who'd led on that strand, to present that work and to make that work integral to the 2011 Congress that took place in Malmö and Copenhagen. So Vicky, in the intervening 3 years, set up a meeting in Nottingham in England, attracted lots of artists, and then the development of those ideas grew further in Malmö and Copenhagen. And the following year, in 2012, in Linz, IIAN, the International Inclusive Arts Network, became an official network of Azitage. It's an online community of artists. They're one of the Azitage networks, so there's an IIAN day here at the Cradle of Creativity Congress. And it's an initiative that has been born out of a festival. Similarly, one of the things that came out for the UK delegates of the On the Edge Festival and seeing the work that was coming from around the world to Birmingham was the extent to which the Theatre for Young Audiences work that we perform is not representative of the communities that we work with. By saying that, the majority of artists who are engaging in Theatre for Young Audiences in the UK are white and able-bodied. I've already said that in Birmingham, the majority of children and young people are from what we call black and minority ethnic backgrounds. They're from African, Caribbean and Asian backgrounds. There's a very low representation of artists from those backgrounds and artists with disabilities working in the theatre for young audiences sector. So what we wanted to do was to use our experience, our learning from On the Edge to see how we could do something about that. And we applied to Arts Council England for projects which we titled The Quality of Difference. And this is a 4-month project which will enable us to do 3 things. We've been able to appoint a researcher, and she is mapping the nature of the work, Theatre for Young Audiences, across the United Kingdom to see how diverse it is or it isn't. Secondly, we provided 6 bursaries for artists from BAME backgrounds and or with disabilities to come here to Cape Town, each with their own different research question, which we'll be sharing at a symposium on the 11th of July in Birmingham, almost exactly a year since On the Edge, so that we, as a sector in the UK, can conceive an action plan which can take us forward to make sure that theatre for young audiences in the UK is more reflective and representative of the communities that